I'm Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food. This is Side Dish, a special bonus podcast where we explore recipes with some of our favorite chefs. John Sedler, chef owner of Rivera, joins me this week for a very unusual side dish. Hi, John.
Hi, Evan. How are you today?
I'm good. I was sort of expecting, you know, some rustic baked dish, and instead a beautiful bottle and a couple of shot glasses have appeared.
I've already been tasting this morning, I have to admit.
So what is here before us?
Well, this is a post-prandial pumpkin mezcal cocktail.
Wow. You know, I really, really love mezcal. How is mezcal different from tequila?
Mezcal is more rustic than tequila. It was always called the poor man's tequila, and it's got a little bit more earthiness to it. It's high in minerals. You can taste a lot of iron. You can taste a lot of copper. And, of course, it has an element smokiness that comes from its production that adds a very comforting, great for the holidays level to it.
Yet it's still made from agave.
It's still made from agave, a kind of maguey. It's not the 100% blue Americana Weber that tequila is made out of.
Now, how do you infuse the flavors of pumpkin into it?
Well, actually, we take golden autumn pumpkins, we caramelize and roast them, and then we make a puree, and we let it sit for about 2 or 3 days till it imparts the creaminess and the caramelization of the pumpkin right into the mezcal.
Wow. And then you strain it, filter it.
Yes.
And you end up with this really beautiful sort of amber liquor.
Yes, it's crystal clear, and if it's a very festive occasion, we'll actually take a little bit of heavy cream and mix in some of the pumpkin puree, sprinkle a little bit of allspice and cinnamon into it, and just top the mezcal with that. It's very, very creamy, and it's kind of like a little milkshake of mezcal.
What a beautiful holiday liquid side dish. Is it complicated for people to make at home?
It's not. And the one thing I recommend is that you just let it steep at least for 3 days. If you have enough time and you do it for 5 to 7 days, it'll be just a little bit more strong in flavor. And depending on what kind of pumpkin you use also, or squash, will make a difference.
And now you're putting a little bit of a creamy business. Is this mascarpone?
No, this is actually heavy cream. And I feel actually the home consumer can buy heavy cream. You know, if they go to Smart and Final,
they have manufacturing cream.
Exactly. And so this is a very, very rich. And once it's whipped, it stays whipped. It doesn't
It has much more body, more butterfat than what we can get in the supermarket. And I'm smelling now the holiday spices.
Good, good.
Sweet
good.
Spices. So what's in there?
Well, I sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon in there and allspice and a little nutmeg.
Wow, that is so delicious.
If only it would snow here in Los Angeles, they would be the perfect fireside beverage.
Absolutely. But, you know, a lot of times instead of a fire, I think of our sunsets.
Yes.
As like the fireside. So have one of these and gaze out at the sunset.
I'm with you. I'll see you down there on the sand in November.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you, Evan.
That was John Sedler, chef owner of Rivera, sharing a liquid libation as a side dish for us. We'll have a recipe for you at kcrw.com/goodfood.